If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. And Jace, you ought to be real happy this morning. Your Texans did it, buddy.
Texans hangover this morning.
What a defensive performance. Unbelievable. Got a Texans hangover, all of us. But, hey, we're good to go here. It's what fishing's all about. All right. Sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Looking at weather right now, it's 73 down on the island this morning in Galveston. Looks like a mix of clouds and sun today with a stray shower or thunderstorm. High of 78, winds will be south at 10 to 20. And then for tonight, some clouds and possibly an isolated thunderstorm late. We'll hope for that anyway. Southwest winds 5 to 10, low tonight. About 71 with a rain chance of 30%. Tomorrow looks like cloudy skies early, and it'll be followed up by partial clearing later in the day with a stray thunderstorm. High 77, north winds 5 to 10. So we get a wind switch anyway. We'll like that. So looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have two of them again. We got a low coming up at 10:08 a.m., a negative 0.2, then a high at 6:50 p.m., and then sunrise this morning, 6:48 a.m., and sunset, 5:22 p.m., and our moon phase is still new. It's at 0%, so we'll be headed towards the next full moon in the next 14 days. So looking at current conditions around the complex here, we've got Galveston Channel showing a south wind at 3 to 10 down there with 73 degrees and 76 degree water. Eagle Point, it's 74 degrees with 74 degree water and a south-southeast wind 10 to 11 miles an hour. And in Morgan's Point, 71 degrees with 73 degree water with an east-southeast wind at 6 to 7. Barometric pressures still a little bit low at about 29.88 inches. And that pretty much does it. There's your forecast, whatever that's good for. Hope you're getting to go today. Could be good. I think yesterday was a pretty decent day. A lot of people caught fish yesterday, so hopefully today we'll follow that up. All right, well, let's run up to Lake Livingston and check in with our good friend Miss Jody Blair up there, see what's going on up at Pinwa Marina. Jody, what's going on up there? How are you?
How are you? I'm doing good.
Waking up a little foggy this morning. Texans kept
me late. Yeah. You got that Texan hangover?
A little bit, yeah. but that's pretty much normal for what I do for a living.
Right. Yeah, I was just up like on Facebook looking at hair videos all night. My husband's like, "Are you still?" I was like, "Shut up. Just got back to sleep. Leave me alone.
Well, I know a lot of ladies don't like to get up this early in the morning. My hat's off to you.
Well, it don't really bother me that much. You know, I'm used to it. I have to get up early anyway, you know, to get ready right. for work. So what's a couple of more hours? Just more time to do some dishes and chores before I head in.
Yeah, I get a cat nap later in the afternoon or something when nobody's looking.
That's why I have that couch in my office.
There you go. That'll work.
I'm thankful Harry left that behind.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah, he's character, that's for sure. So, yeah, the fishing's looking pretty, you know, it's just, you know, good right now. It wasn't really busy all week, but I'm not sure why, because, I mean, the fish, they're biting. Mm. So we have a normal stain about 50, the water's about 59 degrees, 1.07 feet above pool. It, like, you know, it's, the fish are steady. With good water conditions, slightly stained, they're holding, the temperature's holding about 60 to low 70s. The catfish, you know, they're constant biting, you know, right now with the blue channels, hitting on some cut shad and shrimp, punch bait too. The river channels, they're hitting around the ledges and about 15 to 25 feet around those ledges. The white bass, they're scattered, but they're showing up in small schools. Mid-lake humps taking slabs, small spoons, when you could stay on top of them. You know, the black bass, they're fair. Their action, but those are going to be early mornings and around the bulkheads. And sometimes in those grassy lines, shallow rocky points on spinnerbaits, crankbait, you know, crankbaits, and those Texas rig worms. A few fish are showing up midday, but they're in the brush, that deeper brush. So the stripers have been slow, but they're improved. They should be improving once that cooler weather pushes in and, you know, get those overall cooler nights, and it should pretty much stabilize the bite across the board. And, you know, we got those crappie. They're fair, but you have to be around those docks and timbers at about 10 to 18 feet. And they're, you know, showing up with some minnows and, you know, slightly better with jigs, but, you know, if you know how to work them, you know where they're at, get them.
Yeah, a lot of times jigs are, they're a little bit, especially fishing brush piles and deeper, jigs are better to work. You know, they're easy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get the depth right on where those fish are suspended at, you can drop it right in front of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Make them eat it.
Then they'll just take it.
And if that's not working good, just tip that jig with a minnow and they'll definitely eat it, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been, you know, having a lot of bank fishing more than boat launches. So there has been, you know, a handful of people coming out, you know, working those, you know, our bank fishing, you know, just walking across the bank, finding the best point. And then, you know, I usually recommend, Harry didn't allow it because, you know, it was the people that were renting the boat slips. He basically said that's who, you know, they belong to. And I'm like, well, if you're going to pay for, you know, a day pass, go on out there and go to the very end. Just don't touch the boats and catch you those fish.
Right. Well, it definitely protected up in there, and you can always fish in there most of the time.
And underneath those boat slips, that's the best place if you're want, you know, if you're wanting to catch the catfish and the crappie. I've seen people pull ginormous catfish out from around that boat slip.
Yeah, and it's getting time. A lot of bigger blues are being caught right now. Even over at Conroe, you know, some of the blue cats are catching are really nice. Most of them are perfect size for eating, but every once in a while, pop a big one.
Yep.
And it's,
it's you know, people, it's picking up. And I really, really think once we get steady, cool weather and that, like, you know, the way the water stabilizes, it's going to pick up. People are going to start up again. And I see it happening until probably, you know, the first freeze. And then it might slow down and then boom, right back again. So Livingston, that's one thing about it. It's like great fishing all year round. If you know what you're fishing for and you know where to get it.
Well, it won't be long either. And, you know, the white bass thing will crank up January, February, and March, and that'll be going nuts.
Yep. And then April, I was told April's our busiest season, but last year it was like late February, early March, and then it was on like Donkey Kong when April came. So it starts, you know, it has its little points where it'll slow down a little bit, but then when it really, really hits, you better be ready for it.
So You heard any good hunting stories? Anybody killed a big deer up there in your area that you know of?
I haven't heard anything, honestly. I was looking all night for it because I was like, you know, he's always, you know, wondering about that hunting. And so I was trying to look for, you know, any bites on online. I couldn't really find anybody reporting anything.
Yeah, it's so warm and you know, it just depends.
They have plenty of food right now. They're not having to,
you know, down my way. Closer to me in East Texas here, the rut's kind of faded away, but up your way, it's still going on a little bit from what I'm hearing from some other hunters. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing anything like the past couple of weeks. I've like just been, like I said, I've seen them all over the road. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them that much this, you know, this week and last week. No, this week it has slowed down a little bit, but once we get that first freeze and they can't, you know, go out there and get their normally, you know, go to their normal munching spots, they're going to be hitting those feeders and getting that corn. So, you know, patience is a virtue. They're coming out.
It is. That's deer hunting.
Yep.
Anyway, well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now if somebody does rent a spot and keep their RV there, they've pretty much got run of the mill of Penwall Slough and all that, where they can fish off the bank anytime they want, right?
Sure do. If you're, you know, a permanent resident or even, you know, a weekender, as I call them, in and outs, you have access to the entire property. I mean, and we've got fish, like bank fishing, it goes on. And the only thing I recommend is, like, if you know it's someone's spot, don't go up in their backyard and fish off their backyard. But yeah, if it's open and you're not trespassing, as I, you know, I refer to, get it. You know, it, Penwall is your oyster. If you want it, go get it. And then we still, like, we did that, those restrooms up there. So a lot of my, my weekenders, they'll bring in not the big ones, but the, you know, the ones that hold you for the weekend, and they have those small little showers. So we have those brand new, well, they're about almost a year old now, restrooms with full showers, brand new sinks, brand new toilets, you know, it stays clean, supplied. So, you have access to that. And the store. So yeah, if you come out to stay, you know, we're a one-stop shop. So we still have that incentive going. If you want to, I had someone come out about, you know, wanting to put it up for his deer lease. He was hunting and he's sick of pulling it back and forth. We have month to month. We have 6 month, 12 month, or just come on and, you know, pull up in there and become a resident. And we're still running that incentive at 6 months. You get your third month free, 12 months. You get your sixth and 12th month free. And if you're one of our residents already and you're listening out there, refer someone, they sign their lease, we give you a month free as well.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah.
Well, throw them out some info how they can reach out and reserve a spot or just come on up.
Well, come on up. You take 190 North towards Onalaska. And then you're going to turn left on 2457. You're going to come on down about 2.5 miles, and we're going to be on the right and just follow it all the way down. Give me a call if you need, you know, further directions at 936-209-4819, or email me at pinwallresort@wgppm.com, or our website is pinwallrvresort.com, and look us up. You can book a stay if it's short term, or give me a call and we'll book you long term.
Cool. All right, Jody. Well, good talking to you. Have a great weekend, and always a pleasure.
You as well.
You take care. All right.
You have a happy Thanksgiving.
We're going to do it.
Yes, all right. Sir. All righty.
That's bye-bye. Jody Blair up at Penwall Campground and Marina on Lake Livingston. Real quick mention before the break, rainbow trout stocking. That's going to start up on the 25th of this month. And looks like they're going to stock about 300,000 plus rainbow trout across the state and at more than 200 locations. And these trout are fun to catch and meant to be eaten, so reel them in. The daily bag limit on them is 5 fish per person with no size limit. But all these trout, they're stocked in all the neighborhood fishing ponds, you know, and that's a perfect place to take the family, holiday visitors, all that. So they're open year-round. And, you know, for tips on preparing rainbows for cooking or whatever, you know, see their how-to video, how to clean rainbow trout, and then check it out. Just go to TPWD, go to their Texas Parks and Wildlife website, and they can fill you in on all this and where all the local stockings will be starting now, running through the winter. And, you know, if anybody's into that, I know a lot of people used to really like it, so that's where we're at. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. It's deer season, folks, and no better and really no more popular place to go to than the Belleville Meat Market. If you're looking for great barbecue, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. They're sold out of turkeys for Thanksgiving, but, you know, there's other things to consider. Christmas is around the corner, so get those gift boxes ordered early because those go fast also. Wild game processing, open year-round, but right now is their busy time of year. They have a three-lane drop-off system. It makes it fast and convenient and no better quality than their processing facility. And they track your game all the way through the process. That assures you you're going to get back the meat you took such good care of. Check them out at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir now, and let's check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's up, bud?
Well, good morning to you. Well, I'm just sitting there waiting for rain to come through about 8 or 9. It skirted, and ground's still dry this morning, so.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, we just can't get it. Now, the radar I saw showed it may have went across the lake a little bit this morning, but hey, it's only a forecast, and our forecast so far is it sends it all northeast.
I had a little bitty sprinkle yesterday for about, I don't know, 3 minutes.
That's better than we've had.
That was a highlight.
Yeah, I was sitting underneath that metal awning out there yesterday or day before, I guess it was, and all of a sudden you start hearing it and drop little drops hitting it, and fast as it started, it quit.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're gonna get any. We'll just have to wait and see, but we need it really bad.
Yeah, we do. Everybody does. The Hill Country got a bunch yesterday out around Junction. It looked like they got some smoked.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for them. I hadn't been to a dermatologist probably 10 years, and they had a ball with that little freezing machine on me yesterday, day before. You know, little spots everywhere. And then said, well, that's not good enough, so you need to put this stuff on your face. But don't do it during the holidays, because you'll look like, you know, Rudolph, red stuff everywhere.
Oh, that skin burn?
Oh, yeah. That's
the thing.
I remember years and years ago, they painted something on your face, and then they put this ultraviolet light or something on you. Now you spread it on. So have you ever done that?
No, but I have friends that have, and they're totally miserable from it. Man, all your skin peels off. You're like a snake peeling and burning and miserable.
Maybe I'd do a test spot first. That's one thing I'm not looking forward to now.
Well, and then you can't go out in the sun, can't do anything.
He was saying, you know, since they did all this burn, I guess you got to let the burned off stuff that they did now, let that wear off before you do this. He was saying wait until January.
Right.
And all your holidays will be over with and do it then. So you're the first person I talked to that's done it. So that don't sound so good.
Well, I haven't done it, but I got a couple of friends that have, and their skin looked good afterwards, but they went through all the motions.
Yeah, I guess you do what they say.
Yeah.
Well, the fishing is still pretty much the same. Water temp, we've had warm days and warm mornings and warm nights.
Yeah.
So it's only made it to 75. It was funny. I was the Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, the reports they give, I don't know where they get them from, but I know my buddy Mark does the regular Texas Parks and Wildlife reports on this lake. So I pulled them up yesterday and just said, you know, give me the Texas Parks and Wildlife report on Fayette County Lake. And it came up with somebody, 84 degrees. Now, that was back on the 16th or the 17th, something like that.
Right.
When the water temperature was in like 71, 72. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, well, that water temperature is 84 degrees. Bass fishing is really good. And crappie are biting in deep water. I'm thinking, what crappie? You know, what lake are we looking at? Fayetteville, North Carolina, or what?
Man, we got a couple.
I said, if they want added, you know, correct report.
They want some bream, you got them.
Oh, gosh, yeah, there's bream. Yeah. They do good during the summertime. I guess that's our go-to since our bass don't school anymore. But as far as the fishing go, it's still. I mean, you can tell when there's only, you know, six or seven or four boats at the boat ramp.
Right.
That you know that the kind of word's kind of out. Hey, you know, it's a little slack right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll come back. I mean, it could be from a lot of those what's fish kills. I mean, there was, I don't know how you can have two in the same year, but I guess it's possible enough that it'll, you know, you'll have some fish floating for a few days. But that's kind of what's going, what's went on up here.
Yeah.
We'll just have to get over it and fishing, hopefully get a lot better than what it is. I mean, this time of year, we should be on a little topwater bite. Some of them chasing. Oh, that was the other report. Morning bite, great on buzz baits. Well, yeah, we'd love to have that right now.
Yes, sir.
So
everybody
once
would.
Once I saw the crappie and everything else report on it, I said, hey, I don't know where it came from, but I think it came from some of those folks where they call you on to increase your business and we'll do so much for you and
right.
You probably still get them all the time. So. But yeah, if you just want to go out, you know, early and pick up a few fish in one spot and then go to the next thing, you're gonna run probably. You're probably going to run several spots anywhere. Half a morning, you're going to run five or six spots easy.
Mm-hmm.
To even catch, you know, if somebody comes to the boat ramp right now and says, well, I caught six, you know, they did pretty good for the morning. So get that cool weather in here, get us some more rain.
Need something, bud, some kind of weather change anyway. It would be nice.
It looks like I'm going to kind of sit it out with this stuff. If I had to put all this stuff on my face and all, because I got to get out there on that water starting about February, you know, or and even January if those fish are pre-staged like they normally do.
Yeah, you might have a run in January this year. You never know.
So I'd love that. I like spotting them down there and either. Spooning them up or something like that. Especially since I got spot a lot, you just push that button and hold on those spots now instead of trying to fight for them. I hold on with my foot on there all the time.
I ain't heard anybody complain about spot lock yet. Except when it doesn't work. That's the only time.
Yeah, I was fixing to say. Yeah, the day that I push that button, that little light don't blink. And now I'm thinking, oh, now what?
Got to go back to your old ways and do it manually.
Yeah, that's right. It'll still do it that way.
I need to upgrade. I'm still old school, running the stick and manual and all that. I need to get with the program.
Well, I'm still trying to get used. I still reach for that Tandle. Yeah, because I quit using foot pedals. Gosh, way back. And use those stick handles. But I'll turn around and look at it and say, oh, well, no stick. I guess I told you. I think I told you last week. I had one went off the back of the boat.
And, you told me
that
about
was
that.
Morning. Yeah, that was the morning. It was 38 degrees.
Yeah,
that
you went swimming in cold weather.
That wasn't fun at all, but I called him the week after that, and he said, I'm ready to go again. Let's go. He said, I think it was God's way of telling me to take a bath.
Well, you lose one every now and then.
It's been a long time since I'd had one fall in. And it wasn't his fault. It just wasn't. You know, it's one of them things. It wasn't anybody's fault. There was underwater structure in the bottom of the skeg. The motor hit it, and that was it. So
accidents happen. That's the way it works.
But I guess really the only thing I say about the fishing is get your little crankbaits out and rattle trouts first thing in the morning that you can cover some water with, chatterbaits. Right. Then after that, you're going to have to little move offshore. Although I did hear a couple of reports about worming and jig heads in the grass, you know, so
that's fun.
I figure a Cinco or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'd throw.
That would work. I mean, not even weighted. But that's about it. Y'all got any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Not really, man. Laying low this year. Gonna be calm and reserved around here, which I like these days. I'm good. No travel for me.
You get your little bragging. You don't deer hunt until what, the end of December sometime?
Yeah, it's getting late in the year, yeah. Unless things turn around, I might have to make an early jump. You never know.
Well, good.
All right, Bob. Well, hey, bud. Somebody wants to come up to Fayette County and get them a spot on the calendar for when it's fixing to get good. Give them a number so they can reach you.
281-460-9200 or the Facebook. And my site's still up, but anyway. Well, I'll reach you later. Y'all have a good weekend. Happy Thanksgiving coming up.
You too, Bob. Same to you. Y'all have a good time.
All righty. Take care.
See you, man. Bye. All right, later. Well, let's talk about the Belleville Meat Market again. No better place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and no better place to have your wild game process than the Belleville Meat Market. Pull in. They have a three-lane drop-off system. They unload your game for you, take it in. They run it all the way through the process and track it, and they wash out your cooler for you. They do such a fine job, great service and excellent quality, and their meat market's pretty much the same way. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and along with their bulk pricing, they have available on their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, and homemade stuffed pork tenderloins. They have it all. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's check in Matagorda with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's doing this morning. Tommy boy, what's happening?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, man.
Man, what's going on?
Oh, just rolling with it.
Another day in paradise.
Trying to get the cobwebs out. Texans kept me up late last night, later than I like man. To be. But you can't go to bed on a game like that. I don't care who you are.
No, I finished it.
I did too, man. Yeah. Our defense is nasty. They're animals.
You know, and people aren't going to want C.J. Stroud to come back.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
if it ain't broke, like, don't fix it, huh?
If it ain't, yeah. Which I'm not real sure how that works anyway. I didn't know concussions were like, I thought it was like a
Well, it depends on the severity of the concussion, you know, how long protocol lasts. They check him all the time. And
it's going to be 4 weeks by the time he comes back.
Could be.
He's missed three games, so.
His head slapped that turf hard, man.
Man.
Mm. Concussions are so dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I know there's. I was reading something where people were already wanting, you know, wanting it just to stay the way it was.
They well, I can't argue with that. I mean, Davis Mills, what's he 3-0 now?
Yeah, 3-0 against a good team, and Buffalo's a good team.
And now we're 6-5.
Yeah. Anyway, but
we still got two more big games and behind this one. I mean, to win.
Yeah.
Three in a row against these teams, that would be incredible.
Yeah. And he did it. So
well, I mean the Titans last week, that was hard to watch.
Yeah, we
worst
barely
team in football and we
it's,
barely
it's funny,
pull
it's
that
like,
one off. That was pretty nasty. It,
it's kinda like we kinda barely win whether they're good or bad. You know?
Yeah.
Bad teams, we barely win, but good teams, we win, barely win, too. It's I don't know. It's weird.
That's because we got the number one defense in football right now.
Yeah.
They always keep you in the game, buddy.
They said something like 8 sacks or something last night. I couldn't remember exactly what it
Every
was.
Every time I turned around, Josh Allen was getting up off the turf.
Yeah, I
he
bet he doesn't feel too
severely.
Good. Probably.
Even a quarterback like him, you put pressure on him, he's not going to look so good.
He's
now he knows how our
good,
quarterbacks have felt for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, what's the wind doing today? Is it
not blowing? Much to it. Nah, it's about 8 to 10.
I didn't even walk outside.
Same old pattern. Calm in the mornings, a little breezier in the afternoons.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it did all week to me. Calm mornings and then it kicked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a summertime pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, water's mid-70s now. I mean.
Yeah.
Jeez. I didn't fish yesterday, but it was a pretty good week. I mean, it was up and down, you know. We had a couple really good days and some mediocre days.
Mm-hmm.
They all run together now, it seems like, but. I didn't wade any. I drifted, you know, I was all boat fishing this week.
Right.
But I'd call it a pretty good week. I mean, I had one or two days that were real good, you know, make one drift and be done kind of deal. And then a couple days that were just mediocre. But,
well, with this warm weather like this for this time of year, that's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like fishing summer patterns is what I'm doing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Over here, we still got a lot of fish out in the middle deep. I mean, they're not even thinking about pulling in. They're just hung up out deep, bull reds and small trout. You know, the better trout have been shallow, but for the most part. Inside.
Yeah, well, I've been fishing deep.
Feet.
I mean, everything I've been catching is pretty fairly, I would call fairly deep. Like, same old summertime stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still.
Well, the fish definitely know more than we do.
Usually I start, and I like plum a lot in the winter. Plum,
yeah.
It's one of my winter colors. And I hadn't really started catching. I keep trying it and I go back to the other colors. It kind of tells me that it's not in that winter pattern yet because I hadn't really started catching them on plum yet.
Kind of root beer and pumpkin seeds are working good for everybody right now, too.
Yeah, pumpkin seed. I've been throwing a lot of that lately.
Have you? Good.
Yeah. Yeah, pumpkin seed's been one of my go-tos lately.
Boy, y'all used to throw that roach a lot this time of year, too. That's, you know, that's got some root beer and black in it and everything.
I used to throw roach all the time. That was my overall favorite color. And I don't throw it as much as I used to. I mean, used to, there was not a day went by I didn't throw roach at least once or just throw it all day long.
Well, it's not popular anymore. It's not what everybody's throwing. Yeah. I mean, what do you throw anymore? All these different colors, they all work if you're in fish. So
I got so many colors.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely more important to be on fish than it is the color, I think. You know, very rarely are we sit there catching nothing and someone pull out something and all of a sudden it's magic.
Right. Yeah, you don't see that.
Sometimes there's stuff better than others. And, you know, most time it's a silhouette. Is it a dark or light? You know,
right.
That's usually the biggest difference, is dark's working better than light. But very rarely are we sitting there catching nothing and someone put on something and just go to slamming them. I mean, it happens, but it's pretty rare. Because when I'm hammering them, and I make a good drift and I'm hammering them,
mm-hmm.
most of the time I can look on the boat and everybody's throwing something different. We're not even all throwing. We're all throwing something different and we're all catching them. So, you know, if you're in them, then pretty much they're going to eat a lot of different things.
I agree.
I've had it where there's three of us. We're all three throwing a different color, and two are throwing paddle tail, and one's throwing a straight tail, and we're all catching them.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. Caught a couple on topwaters this week, and, you know, not a lot, but we did pop a few on topwater.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a day-to-day deal. You know, one day you'll smoke them on topwaters, and the next day you got to drag the bottom to catch them. You know, you don't know. These fish are fickle.
I don't know if we're going to have our bird activity this year like we normally do. It just never happened.
Man, we've got a little bit going on over here. Not that extreme stuff, but it's all little, you know, with this warm water, warming trend, it's all trinket trash, man. It's garbage.
When you do find a group, it's junk.
Yeah, sand trout and little specks.
Right. Usually this time of year, we're catching all keepers under them. They're everywhere. That it just never went off real good with good fish like usual. Mm-hmm. I guess the warm weather. I don't know. Because we had a couple big dumps, tide dumps. I mean, we had some low tides.
Oh, yeah, those fronts had hit that were good. They dropped the water significantly.
They dropped it. I thought I thought, oh, it's fixing beyond. This is going to do it. And that birds are going to be everywhere. And it never really did it.
Well, it warmed up so quick behind them. I mean, it was cold a couple of mornings, and then two or three days later, it was 80 degrees. We lost Tommy, didn't we? See if you can get him back. I don't know what that was about. Hadn't heard that dial tone sound in a while. That's a new one. But anyway, with these warm-ups, you can't get a... You know, that winter pattern going yet. These fish are just kind of hung up. They hadn't committed to what they really want to do yet. And plus, the water's in such great shape everywhere. I mean, they can be anywhere. They're spread out. They're not schooled up and real thick when you find them. You know, you find them in pods like that over structure. Do you get him back? That was your bad? Hey, you back, Tommy?
I'm back.
Yeah, Jay said that was his bad. He did it to you. Yeah. He hit the wrong button.
I was just, boom, it was gone.
He's got a lot going on in that control room this morning, team.
I was gone quick.
He thought he was Will Anderson Jr. making another sack. He hit the wrong button.
He hit the wrong one. No, so we'll see. You know, I don't know. They're talking about little rain chances, but they keep – You know, originally Thursday was supposed to be major rain, and then didn't get anything yesterday.
No.
Nothing. And it was supposed to be a washout. You know, at the beginning of the week, they were talking about a washout.
Well, not yet.
They keep calling these rain chances wrong every time.
Just about. I know. Well.
We need some rain.
We do. But we could use it.
Need some
cool fronts, too. At least, you know, drop the ambient temperature by about 20 degrees. That sure will help things.
Well, I saw for Thanksgiving the high was like 60-something.
Yeah, that's – now you're getting there.
That's what Thanksgiving showed. So there must be something coming about Tuesday or something.
Yeah, we'll get something in here Tuesday or Wednesday and bring it on. All right, Tommy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come over to Matagorda and cut a weight or pop a drift,
I get you. Let me know, and I'm about to start up bass fishing here in a few weeks too. So I'll be doing both the next few months. So either one they want to do, they can get a hold of me on my phone. If I don't answer, text me or leave a message. 979-709-8242.
All right, bud. Well, you have a good one. Always a pleasure, Tommy. You take care, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You and your family. You too. Happy.
Wish the best for you. All right, buddy.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Later, man. All right. Now let's run down to South Padre, check in with old Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I couldn't be better, man.
All right. I'm actually up in McAllen, Texas right now.
McAllen. All right. What are you doing up there?
It was my fishing. It was my fiance's birthday. It was my fiance's birthday yesterday, and she wanted to come do some bass fishing. So,
got a girl.
It's a little place up here that we like, and I've got a little skiff, like a little 15 footer, and we cruise around here. We caught maybe 50 bass yesterday.
Wow!
Up to a bunch of like four pounders, 3 pounders. It was pretty good. We were throwing rattle traps and topwater frogs and other stuff. It was a really good day.
Awesome.
Found some good fish and tore them up. So it was good. Other than that, since I talked to you last, boy, it has been actually a pretty exciting week.
Right. Shoot,
I tarpon fished maybe 4 days in a row after we got off the phone, and there was some really big tarpon around, some really nice ones. We got into some great fish. We had a really great push of fish come through, and we had some double hookups. You know, the fishing was just going off for a couple of days.
Awesome.
Really big tarpon. No, they're definitely headed south fast. So we're just scraping up the last ones that are coming through, you know.
And save the last, good. The best for last. Big boys.
I'm the first one and the last one to see them down in the state.
That's
of
right.
Texas, you know?
I got to come through you, and then I got to go through you when they're leaving.
Yeah, they got to check in before they head up north. but yeah, it was great. I mean, we caught a lot of fish, and there was a bunch of bull reds mixed in, you know, that we caught. Found some schools of big red fish out at the inlet, and dropped some big baits down on those things, so that was cool. And then I believe one day somebody wanted to catch some speckled trout, so we cruised around through some jigs in the deep potholes and fished the edge of the intercoastal. And that was pretty good. We did see been seeing a bunch of like schools of black drum floating on the surface, you know, just cruising on the surface.
Right.
And those ones don't like to eat when they're like way up top. I mean, black drum don't like to eat anyways. Let's got a shrimp that's been sitting underneath the ice chest on your boat for about a week.
Right.
You know, you get a shrimp that's been stuck to the bottom of your shoe for 3 days or for the whole guide trip. You pull it off, put it on the hook, and they'd eat that faster than they'd eat.
Chomp it up, man.
Faster than they'd eat anything, you know, those disgusting things. But they taste good, and they pull hard, you know, so they're fun. But, yeah, those ones that are floating on the surface just don't really like to hit anything. It was crazy, so we couldn't really get to fish them. I mean, we tried to cast at them forever, but.
Well, we get those drum on top like that up here, man, sometimes in the summer months. You'll find a school, and they're all kind of floating on top like you're talking about. You look underneath them, they'll be in about 8 or 9 feet of water, and you look underneath them, there's big old trout and reds cruising about halfway down under them, and that's when you can catch some big trout doing that, fishing under those drum like that.
I didn't know that. I should have tried that. I was just throwing chunks of fish bites and stuff and dead shrimp in there.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I should have just thrown some artificials underneath them and see if something wanted to chew, but we'll see.
Yeah, but we're fishing deeper water, too, you know. Our shallow water up here is deep for you guys, so.
Yeah, I mean, we've had extreme low tides this week, too. You know, with that I guess we got a new moon coming from what it feels like, from what I was fishing all week. I had a good moon for the bite. You know, the moon was holding water all week. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a good bite. But, yeah, we're coming up on that moon, and we were on the bottomed out part of the outgoing tide in the mornings, you know, so.
Yeah.
Scraping my trailer to get the boat in the water, you know what I mean? One of those days.
Well.
But yeah, the tides are just crazy low with that moon. So yeah, I was pushing through some low tides, really putting my boat to the test this week.
Well, we're coming. We're on a turnaround now. Last night was the second new moon, so we'll be increasing. Tides will be coming back with a full moon, and if we pull in kind of east winds, we'll get some bulled up tides again. Maybe one more time before winter sets in.
Yeah, once wintertime comes in, our water tends to drop out pretty good, you know. If we stay with consistent cold fronts,
mm-hmm.
It'll keep on pushing our water out. It won't have a chance to rebuild, you know. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, our tides are usually on average lower during the winter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what comes with it, and hopefully we catch some fish, but I mean, The weather's still been pretty warm, you know. I mean, it's been actually really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, going out there, usually you go out there and you catch a 160-pound tarpon, you lost like a pound just in sweat, you know.
I know.
from that thing. And we're out there this last week catching them in hoodies, not even dripping a drop of sweat, you know. That's pretty
Yeah, that's pretty cool there.
You don't know how lucky you are.
Yes,
you don't know how lucky of a tarpon fisherman you are. There's not many tarpon.
You're exactly right, buddy.
Catch one without sweating one drop, you know. But
cool, man.
Lucky. It's a special time of year.
You and your girl going to bass fish some more today?
We're going to hit them this morning.
Boy.
Throw some frogs and some rattle traps at them and some worms and stuff. It's full of hydrilla, the lake here, so it's hard to fish a Texas rig like I like.
Yeah, that's good worm fishing stuff there, man. All right, Brian. Well, hey, buddy, throw out some info. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you at South Padre.
Sure. Give me a call at area code 956-755-9413, or you can check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving, too. Best wishes
to
all of your family. All right, buddy. See you, man. Later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.